The following program is brought to you in colored.
How would you like to be black for a day? Yes, it's black for a day. The show that gives you the chance to find out where it's at. And now, the man in charge of taking care of business, here's Whitey.
Yes, it's black for a day, where even the whitest wasp can get himself some soul, where even the old gray mare can become a horse of a different color, where people just like you can find out where it's at, baby, what's happening, the in crowd, tell it like it is, and right on. And now, Ace, who are our first three contestants?
Our first three contestants, Whitey, are Mr. Frank Bradley of Hackensack, New Jersey, Mrs. Rosa Kowalczyk of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and Mr. Jimmy Lee Campbell of Louisville, Kentucky.
Right on, Ace, and we'll get right down to it with Mr. Bradley. Mr. Bradley, tell us why you'd like to be black for a day.
Well, Whitey, you see all the black cats into all the stuff that's going down, Dig. I mean, like, they got all the hit records, they're doing all the new dances, they're wearing them Afro clothes. I mean, man, they are so together. I want to be black for a day because it's so hip to be black.
Right on, Mr. Bradley, and we'll see if you get your chance to groove in just a few minutes. Now, Mr. Campbell, tell us why you'd like to be black for a day.
Well, I just come up north here, and I'm from the south, and all my life I've been hearing about how
blacks.
Huh?
Blacks, we call them blacks up here.
Oh, yeah, well, we call them there. Anyhow, I've been hearing all my life just how good they are in bed, you know, and I'd like to find out for myself, you know.
Sure enough, Mr. Campbell, and we'll see just how virile you become if you become black for a day. Now, let's talk to our only female contestant, Mrs. Kowalczyk.
I want to be black for a day because I'm wanting to better myself.
Right on, Mrs. Kowalczyk. And we'll see if your dream of equality comes true. But first, let's take a look at all the other wonderful prizes you and our other contestants will be trying for today.
First of all, Whitey, our winner will receive a year's supply of chitlins from Tub of Chitlin. Remember, there's a Tub of Chitlin near you. And our winner will also receive two glorious weeks of harassment from their own local police department. And that's not all. You'll be rejected for the high-paying job of your choice. You'll get to pay $80,000 for a $12,000 home, and then you'll be thrown out before it's even paid off. And our grand prize winner will spend a week in beautiful Biloxi, Mississippi, staying on back the fabulous Biloxi Hilton. You'll smoke dope. You'll sleep with the son or daughter of a famous white movie star. And then you'll join the festivities of a genuine Mississippi lynching.
Right on, Ace. We'll be looking forward to seeing which of our contestants wins those great prizes and which one will be black for a day. Now, to our first question. Name three things a Negro would eat for breakfast. Mr. Campbell?
Well, I'd say a bean and some Kool-Aid and
Sorry, Mr. Campbell, but Beulah the Buzzer says your time is up.
Your time is up.
Right on, Beulah. Now, Mrs. Kowalczyk, three things a Negro would eat for breakfast.
I would say it would eat egg and an omelet and a sausage.
Right on, Mrs. Kowalczyk. Now, Mr. Bradley.
I think he'd eat some muscatel, some pomade, and a grit over easy.
Right on. And now let's go to round number two. Open the curtains. And there we have three suburban Jewish living rooms.
See the Suburban Jewish Living Room Company, Mineola, Long Island.
And now you have 20 seconds to clean up those living rooms. Look at them go. Right on, Mrs. Kowalczyk. I never thought of hiding the ashes there, and looks like time's up.
Your time is up.
Let's check those scores. We have a three-way tie.
Mercy Richardson Tie Company, Cleveland, Ohio.
Yes, it's a tie, and you all know what that means. Yes, it's the Soul Line with a tiebreaker. Hello? Yes, baby, it is. And what is the tiebreaker? Right on. Now you have 30 seconds to loot a store. Bring in the store. Now go. Look at him go, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Bradley's got a TV set. Two TV sets. Look at that. And three irons. And a small washer dryer. Now Mr. Campbell is putting on a shirt. No, he's put on several shirts and at least four pairs of shoes. This is amazing. Now there goes Mrs. Kowalczyk. She's much smaller than our other three contestants, but she's trying very hard. We can see that she really wants to be black for a day. She's loading dishes into a dishwasher now. Now Mrs. Kowalczyk is wheeling the dishwasher around and she's looking for not sure what. Yes, it's a shopping bag. Mrs. Kowalczyk has put the dishwasher into the shopping bag and now she's headed for the sporting goods department. She's got a bowling ball. And now she's, looks like time's run out. Whoops, looks like Mrs. Kowalczyk's disqualified. Oh, Mr. Bradley, he's pushing his dishwasher right into the police car.
Courtesy Plymouth Motors Division.
Bad luck, Mr. Bradley, and we all know what that means. Our grand prize winner today is Mr. Jimmy Lee Campbell of Louisville, Kentucky, on his way to a dream vacation in Biloxi. Right on, Mr. Campbell. And this is your main man himself, Whitey Jackson, reminding you to tune in tomorrow when it could be your turn to be black for a day.
Yes, indeed. How would you like to be black for a day? I love that. There was a group, they were a group called the Conception Corporation. They came out right about the same time as Fireside Theater, and we used to play that. We had a record store I worked in, and we must have played that thing, I don't know, every day at least once. Great stuff. I'll be playing little bits and drops from that throughout the rest of the show tonight. You're listening to Reverend Billy's Rhythm Revival, hour one, hour two. It don't matter. You're around somewhere. It's just good to have you. We always have a ball, y'all, right here. Everything is everything, as they say. Let's keep it going right now. Magic Sam, West Side, Soul Solidified, Black Belt Blues on the Rhythm Revival, where we play nothing but the originators, not the imitators.
Gonna hail. You better come inside, let me teach you how to jive and wheel. Oh, you gotta jump and jive and then you will, you gotta jump and jive and then you will, you gotta jump and jive and then you will, you gotta jump and jive and then you will, you gotta jump and jive and then you will. Icebox looking for a can of ale. Papa's in the icebox looking for a can of ale. Mama's in the backyard learning how to jive and wheel. Oh, you gotta jump and jive and then you will, you gotta jump and jive and then you will, you gotta jump and jive and then you will, you gotta jump and jive and then you will, you gotta jump and jive and then you will. A woman is a woman and a man ain't nothing but a male. One good thing about him, he knows how to jive and wheel. Oh, you gotta jump and jive and then you will. You gotta jump and jive and then you will. You gotta jump and jive and then you will. You gotta jump and jive and then you will. You gotta jump and jive and then you will. Get a pail. Jack and Jill went up the hill to get a pail. Jill stayed up, she wanted to learn how to jive and wheel. Oh, you gotta jump and jive and then you will, you gotta jump and jive and then you will, you gotta jump and jive and then you will, you gotta jump and jive and then you will, you gotta jump and jive and then you will.
He's been sick. And I think his wife is gonna bring him some chicken soup. I know it's hard to defend an unpopular policy every once in a while. There's this guy from the CIA and he's creeping around Laurel Canyon.
Fine little girl, she waits for me. She's as plastic as she can be. She paints her face with plastic goo and wrecks her hair with some shampoo. Plastic people,
sometimes I just get tired of you, honey. It's your hair spray or something.
Plastic people, oh baby, you're such a drag.
I hear the sound of marching feet down Sunset Boulevard to Crescent Heights, and there at Pandora's Box, we are confronted with a vast quantity of plastic people.
Take a day and walk around. Watch the Nazis run your town. Then go home and check yourself. You think we're singing?
singing about someone else.
But you're blasting people. Such a drag.
Me seeing neon moon above. I searched for years, I found no love. I'm sure that love will never be a product of plasticity. A product of plasticity. A product of plasticity.
Plastic you people
are your foot, your hair, your nose, your arm. You eat, suck,
plastic.
You are. Your being is you.
No, a prune is not a vegetable. Cabbage is a vegetable, makes it okay.
You drive, you live in, you dream about, you think only of, you read. You are pebbles.
From one of my favorite albums of all time, Plastic People, absolutely free. Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention, right here on the Rhythm Revival. We'll play some more of this later on. We're going to jive a little bit more right here into the break on the Rhythm Revival. Expect the unexpected, baby.
Have you heard the news about the good rocket at midnight? Well, I held my baby with all my might. What a wonderful time we had that night. Have you heard the news about the good rocket at midnight? Well, have you heard the news about the good rocket at midnight? Well, I held my baby with all my might. What a wonderful time we had that night. Have you heard the news about the good rocket at midnight? Well, sweet Georgia Brown, sweet Lorraine, they got caught with Caledonia's man, Sioux City Sue. Told it all those gals got together and had a ball of crying. Hey, hey, there's good rocket at midnight. Hey! Deacon Jones, he got so high they had to take him home. Here's the news about Elder Brown. He stole all the chicken and ran to town crying, hey man, there's good rocket at midnight. Well, Caledonia got drunk, greedy like a pig. She fell down and lost her wig. Fanny Brown, she laughed till she got sick. Caledonia got mad and grabbed a brick, crying, hey man, there's good rocket at midnight. Hey, we're gonna rock.
Of a cross between Boogie at Midnight, Good Rockin' Tonight, and everything that goes before and after in that great, great genre known as the Jump Blues style that we love so much right here on the Rhythm Revival. What number is this one right here? I'm trying to find me a little something to take me out with some outro music for this segment. You're listening to Reverend Billy's Rhythm Revival, segment number one of this hour. We heard, though, we've been listening to all kinds of stuff. Black for a Day by the Conception Corporation, Magic Sam, Jump Jive and Whale, Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention. I got all kinds of cool stuff today. I'm in one of those moods. I've been digging through the stacks. I've got all kinds of good things for you. Stick around with me if you can. We got nothing but a ball, y'all. It's going to be just here. My dear, stick around with me, and I will whip it on your ear.